Now let's take a look at just how seriously God the Father takes the releasing from sin. Now we're going to be talking about releasing from other entities as well, evil spirits in particular. We're also going to take a look at what is to be released to us in order for the promised change to come about. But I want us to look at this first. I really want us to spend some time with release from sin, because this is primary. Many people will not be released from other stuff if they refuse to be released from sin. A lot of people don't realize that God is love, but he is not a slave to his love. He is still also sovereign, and he can make and often does make decisions out of love also for himself and for his righteousness, for his holiness, that will send a message to us: you refuse to comply with my demands, then I will also refuse to give you your requests. How seriously did God take enabling mankind to be released from sin? John chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, or to put that another way, his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son is the only Son who literally came out from God. The rest of us were born again after having come out from a woman, after the woman was impregnated by a man, or at least after her eggs were fertilized by a man's sperm. Someone's eggs were fertilized by a man's sperm. Not so with Jesus. Not even Jesus, who was flesh. A woman was impregnated, but not by a man. She was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. But before Jesus was made flesh, he was already eternally in existence. Existing internally, initially in the Father, literally. Until the Father decided it was time in eternity. Now, my Son proceeds from me, and of himself proceeded his Son, his only begotten Son, the only Son who came directly from God himself. Think of God using a rib that came out of Adam to make Eve. God the Son is the only Son who came out from God the Father. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Perish, be completely and eternally destroyed. Spirit and body, the inner being and the physical being, completely and for all eternity destroyed. That doesn't mean ushered into non-existence. Some of you may recall, you've probably heard me say this before, once we come into existence, we never stop existing. We will exist forever. Everyone who ever comes into existence will exist forever. The question is, in what condition will we exist? Will we exist in a corrupt condition and be tormented for all eternity? Or will we exist in a holy, righteous condition and live with great peace and joy in the presence of God throughout all eternity? Whoever believes in him places his trust in Jesus to save him or her from their sin so that they can then receive eternal life. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is just as true for the rich and powerful who need to be saved just as much as the poor and the weak. And it's just as true for the poor and the weak who need to be saved as it is for the rich and powerful who need to be saved. And everything in between, every social class, both genders, all ethnicities, we all need to be saved. And God was so serious about saving us that he sent his son, his only begotten son, into this corrupt world to die for us. Verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Now, how do we take advantage of what was done for us? Well, verse 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son, only begotten Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. We get the opportunity to be saved from the power of sin so that sin no longer dogs us as slaves that have no choice but to live the way sin wants us to. Remember now that sin is an enemy that is deliberately driving us further and further into ruin for the purpose of driving us into total and eternal destruction. No matter how we enjoy it, sin is not a friend, it is an enemy. An enemy that God sent his only begotten son to save us from. Next time around, we'll look some more at release. I know you'll fight for me. Way, just go to speakingwith.com to hear this entire broadcast. Speakingwith.com, click on listen online at your convenience and just look for the word, just put into your search bar the word release, or go to the date, April 14, 2019, and you'll find it there.